Orpheus, 1948. Sculpture made from bronze with patina by Osip Zadkin, 1890 to 1967. Situated in Albert Michelon Park, the sculpture represents Orpheus, in profile like a proud bird, split down the middle with the lyre and its chords seemingly bursting out of this divide. His right hand, fixed onto the end of a forearm detached from the shoulder, is holding the instrument, whilst the left hand seems to be waving to us. Hollows and niches create a multitude of planes, inscribing this work firmly in the Cubist lineage. In his text, The Mallet and the Chisel, written in 1968, the artist tells us how, after having finished this Orpheus, he discovered a piece of wood in the shape of a double fork resembling his sculpture. He kept it in his workshop until he died. The characters that inspired Zadkin were more often than not taken from great universal myths, such as the first Orpheus made from elmwood between 1928 and 1930. He made six other versions, the last one dating to 1961. A sculptor of Russian origin, Zadkin came to Paris in 1909 to perfect his art. His passion for direct sculpting made him one of the main representatives of the technique that saw a revival in the early 20th century. After having been influenced by Cubism, he became interested in Greek and Roman statuary, African art, or furthermore, Romanesque and Gothic forms. Zadkin is well represented in the Musée de Grenoble collection with the faun and the head of a young girl, bought in 1921 by André Farcy, Woman's Torso, acquired in 1933, and finally The Prophet, donated in 1938 by the artist himself. This work has been on loan from the National Foundation for Contemporary Art since 1994. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.